Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Ms. Michi 101, where each week I bring you an influential entrepreneur that you should know. This week, I have my girl Morgan Devonzo joining me. Hey, Morgan.
Hey.
What is going on, girl?
Nothing, just enjoying my Sunday, or trying to.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that you could join us. Let me just tell everyone that's going to be tuning in, I have been wanting to interview you. So I ended up connecting with Morgan through my friend Whitney from Noir Girl. Bless you. And, you know, she is just absolutely dope. So for those that don't know, you are a creative marketing coach. You are the owner of Boss Bay Academy, which you all can't see it, but I got on my shirt. I have to rep the Boss Bays. And you also are the owner of Devonzo Signs. So I just want to go ahead and jump in and really talk to you, Morgan. What was the start to your entrepreneurial journey?
So I originally started off just kind of offering free advice. As far as the Boss Bay Academy journey, mm-hmm. I really just started off offering free advice, like online, to like friends, family, like anybody that would let me give my 2 cents on their business or marketing and stuff like that. That's kind of just where it started. And then once the advice and suggestions I gave people started working, and that's when they kind of like start referring other people.
Okay.
And it wasn't until like 2019 that's when somebody finally kind of mentioned to me and was like, oh, you know, you should consider doing this on a more professional level. And then I was like, maybe. And then I just jumped out there and did it.
Now with the Boss Bay Academy, you know, of course I'm a part of your group on Facebook. So there are so many different, you know, business owners or people that are looking to really launch their business. How has that been for you, kind of seeing the growth, you know, from day one when you started up until now, as far as how many people you've been able to reach and help along the way?
It's been good. I think at first a lot of people, I know when I first started, it kind of was like, you don't look like you have a business. So how you helping people? But, you know, I did have a business before I started coaching. So I think that over time, like people just, the trust between me and like future clients is like, they just got kind of better because they'll see me giving them information on certain things. And they're like, okay, maybe she does know what she's talking about. So now it's just a lot easier for me to
help them.
Yeah, to help them and for them to be like, okay, maybe she can't help me.
Okay. Now you have, you know, I've seen you definitely advertise different courses and different things. So I have to know, as far as like what you've been able to teach everybody, what's been like your favorite thing to kind of help other entrepreneurs with?
The main thing right now, what I'm doing is like a strategy plan, which is kind of helping people know what to post, where to post, just kind of giving them a shorter process of getting that stuff done. Because in the past I did like 6 week sessions, and for me that worked. In my mind, I thought it would work better because, you know, you got 6 weeks to do it, but
right,
like some people just like it better having a smaller sessions.
Okay.
Sessions. Instead of six sessions, now it's just two, and we just kind of spread them apart. Okay. So yeah, I just tell them what to post, where to post, basically give them some direction on how they should be branding themselves. You know, some things behind the scenes. And my main goal is just to teach them how to brand themselves and market without using ads and things like that, because that's basically how I did it for myself.
Okay. And you know what, you branched into doing, you know, you got Devonzo Signs. What, you know, how did that particular, you know, venture come about?
Oh, that was kind of like random, because I just wanted something to kind of make my area stand out better, which not right here, but in my house. But I had like another area where it had the grass wall.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, because I wanted to start doing some more videos, put myself out there. And I was like, you know what? I want something that's going to kind of brand myself and make me stand out. So I had created a sign. Well, got a sign created, you know, to have my Boss Bay Academy name on it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do this. And I did like a little photo shoot thing with it. And then after I posted it.
It was cute.
Thank you. So after I did it, like, everybody was like, where you get that from? And then it was just like, it was a real big deal. So then I was like, what can I do? So then at first I just took a few orders like that same week. And I want to say that same week, I probably made like $2,000 just with those signs. And I was like, maybe I could do this again. And like I said, and like with that just happened. I didn't even have a website, I didn't have no logo. It just was like, it happened fast. And then it just grew really fast. I didn't have time to, like, I had to hurry up and pay somebody to do a logo and get a website.
Okay.
That's pretty much it.
You know what? It's funny how things happen like that, where it's just like you're kind of catapulted into something new. And it's just like, wait a minute, I got to get it together. You know, I often ask this question to some of the other entrepreneurs that are on there, because I like that you mentioned that, you know, things weren't always 100% together. Would you say that people that kind of want to get out there, but maybe they don't have all of those pieces in place, do you think that they should just go for it? Or now, kind of looking back on your journey, do you think that they should take more time? Like, what's your stance on that?
I guess that's hard. It really just depends on what exactly you're trying to sell, because, you know, if I was just like somebody random on the street that just was on, they just got on like Instagram, Facebook, and selling signs, I don't know if people would have trusted them. But because these are some of the people that had me on social media, they already knew about my other business, it was a little bit easier for me to sell to them, because I already built a level of trust with them with my other business. So that's the main reason I think that business was able to grow faster, because most of the people that supported me was people that already knew me from Boss Bay Academy. And it was just like, okay, I trust her. I know that she's, you know, so. And then also, that's my same exact, but a lot of those people that I already had as friends for Boss Bay Academy are the same, or similar target market to for my sign business. So,
Yeah, because, you know, I need one too. I mean, I got a lot going on probably in my background, but I'm like, I need a sign. So
I think it looks nice. I like how that blue, I can see one with that blue color over there. So
yes. You. I'm like, I know you're going to be the one, you could hook it up for me. So I'm going to be getting my sign too, y'all, but please hold on that. So, you know, what I saw lately, as far as like even just with your signs and just with everything, it's been really amazing from just the time that we've connected to just see your growth with everything. You had some heavy hitters get some signs from you and, like, you know, really patronize your business. How did that make you feel?
It made me feel good, especially like because one person, well, I know like a lot of people, when they see like my signs and they see like a celebrity, they be thinking everything promo. But some of those people, they just happen to know, like one of my close friends, she know a lot of celebrities, but she know a couple people that for certain things. So they'll see her sign and then it was like, oh, where you get that sign from? And it kind of just put me in a position to kind of do that, especially with like the sign from Rico Nasty. Like a lot of people was thinking, oh, was that promo? But no, she got that sign, but it was just because my friend recommended her. And then for like Olivia's song, she really bought that sign. What's his name? I can't think of his name. Norman. I was thinking I had wanted to consider him actually for promo, but something had happened to where when I reached, I forgot what happened. Something happened, but long story short, he had made a post one day and he was talking about somebody with like businesses in Atlanta. And then I commented, and then from there we had kind of had a conversation. And so a lot of people don't know this, but I'm going to say it here. But
give us the exclusive, girl.
So basically, he got two signs. One of them we did get from her promo, but the other one he bought it. He really wanted the sign. Ooh. So that felt good for me to be like, oh, you really liked it. Like, you know, you really like the stuff. You like really like these signs on my business that much that you really just like, okay, I'll pay for it. Right. So that felt good. And then he's somebody that promo my sign multiple times. And I'm just like, dang, he really just did it, you know, genuinely. And the same thing with Olivia too. She posted on her story. She didn't say she didn't tag me on her page, but she did put on her story.
Okay. Look, you know how that goes. You know how that goes.
Yeah. So that was good too. That was a good feeling. I had wrote her in a DM. I'm like, okay, you a real one, because you ain't even have to go that far, you know. But the only thing a little bit different with my signs is the fact that, you know, even whether they tag me or not, I still put it on my page because we made the signs. So
at that particular point, it's just like, look, I did this. I'm gonna go ahead and use this for promotion. It's all good. Yeah, you know what? And it's so funny because I find that, you know, I also do promotions for brands and everything too. And, you know, some of the people that have approached me for the first time, they like, you know, are you going to put it up and take it down? And I'm just like, look, we rocking with each other. I'm going to tag you. I'm going to make sure that you get that representation, because it's all about helping each other grow. And, you know, when I joined your group with the Boss Bay Academy, I love the support. Like, there's, you know, I love the fact you don't tolerate the negativity. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all have blocked somebody. Like, look, hey, you up in here talking crazy, you gotta go, you know? And you really, really need that as far as on your journey to have positive people around you.
Right.
For sure. I want to know, you know, you've done so much and, you know, it seems like a great deal of time. What has been that accomplishment for you that really sticks out for your business?
Well, I guess the main accomplishment right now is just I've been a full-time entrepreneur since I moved to Atlanta, which has been since June. So I guess the accomplishment for me is just like, I was one thing, you know, most people scared before they go full-time entrepreneur. They're like, am I going to have to get a job? So, yeah. Or, you know, so I'm just grateful that I haven't had to go back to, you know, working. I've been able to still do my business, not get depressed because I'm not making sales or anything. Everything's been consistent or increasing.
Absolutely.
That's the biggest accomplishment for me.
You know what? I'm trying to get like you because it's bad. I do my business. I feel like I do my business full time, but I still have like a 9-to-5. It's no secret. You know, I tell, I'll let anybody know. I'm like, look, y'all, I still work because right now I'm still trying to really get to that point where I can say, hey, you know what? To heck with the 9-to-5. Let's do this. So I always really admire when I can speak with other entrepreneurs like yourself that you've been able to completely step away from that and just be fully in business for yourself. Like that's a big accomplishment.
Yeah. Sure. And I have friends that like do really well in their business and they would not leave their job alone. They will stay there part-time if they just work one day a week.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend like that. She's really booked out with hair and stuff. And she still
keep a job.
A little few hours at her job just to say she worked there. And right. Some people would do that because of benefits. You know, you're trying to get a house and different things. But so everybody's situation different.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, you know, having talked about, we talk about the accomplishments, but a lot of the times with being an entrepreneur, we don't talk about those challenging times. So can you recall since you started up until now, you know, some challenges that you faced that really tried to like stop what you were doing?
Since I've been started challenges, I had to say, like, one person stole my logo and now I can kind of like laugh about it, but when it happened I was just like, huh, because this was the person that had me as a friend on Facebook and I actually had them on my influencer list because what I was doing was, you know, a lot of business owners, they'd be asking like, who do you recommend, you know, that's an upcoming influencer, you know, that we can send free products to. And she was one of the girls that I had as a friend on Facebook, and I think she did makeup or something, but either way I was like, oh, she'd be a good fit. So me and her had a conversation before and I told her, you know, I put you on the influencer list and stuff like that. But it was like one day I had woke up and I went on Facebook and people was DMing me and was like, somebody took your logo and started a group, and they was like, you know, is this your group? Because, you know, when somebody joined a group, you could see who the admins were, and I wasn't on there. So then I wish now looking back, okay, maybe I shouldn't have addressed it like on Facebook on my timeline and tagged her. But I felt like
I saw it, and I definitely wanted to ask you about it. So, you know, I mean, just ask you about it just from like, how can you kind of navigate away from that? But this is the thing, your brand has been out there because I heard about your brand before I had even connected with you, you know. Mm-hmm. So the simple fact, like when I saw it, I was like, people have a lot of nerve.
Yeah. But and then I'm like, grab me as a friend. She was like, well, I got it off of Google. But I'm like, when you Google Boss Bay Academy, the webs, it brings you to the website. So I don't know what happened with that, but I wouldn't say it really stopped anything, but it just made, if anything, I feel like some people kind of looked at me like, oh, she's a, like, somebody here wrote something on Facebook and was like, oh, y'all mean girls be doing this and that. Like, they're kind of talking about me. And I'm just like, I feel like I addressed it how anybody else would have addressed it, you know?
Yeah. We put in time with our brands and with our businesses. So when, you know, you see somebody try to come in and do a quick come up, because this is the thing, you have a well-established brand. So if somebody else kind of comes in and they're piggybacking off of that, you know, people will think that they're, that you all are alike, or that you, you know, that you work together, but it's like you were the one that put the work in.
Right. So that's how I felt. Then I didn't know what was going to be going. Then I was thinking on the other side, like, I don't know what type of stuff she could be having in her group. What if she scammed somebody and didn't say Boss Bay Academy? I don't want, like, so that was one thing. What happened? Another thing recently, like with my logo for my Divonzo Signs logo, somebody got a similar logo to me by the same person that did my logo.
Okay.
And then they kind of made their branding very similar to mine. So they didn't really like affect my business per se, but it affected my mindset. But a lot of these things happened to kind of like make, you know, when that happened with the Boss Bay Academy, my logo and my name had just went into the trademarking process anyway. So it was like, okay. Thank God I'm have some type of, you know, coverage or safety right there. But like with my signs, with this stuff happening with my logo and stuff like that, which the Divonzo Signs is not trademarked, but it will be for the year, hopefully.
Okay.
Yes. So
I'm in the process of trying to get my stuff too. I'm like, look, you got to do it while you can.
Yeah, if it keep weighing on your conscience, because like the Boss Bay Academy stuff, it kept weighing on my conscience to hurry up and to do it. But that stuff was almost $2,000, and that's when I was about to move to Atlanta. So I really couldn't afford it because I was saving so much money to move. But I was just like, something just told me, the universe just told me, hurry up and trademark it. And I swear, within a week of me doing the trademark, that's when that stuff happened, when somebody had took the logo. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
You were clever though, and that's you know, the thing about it is that when you move smart in business, even when people try to do shady stuff to you, you'll always prevail. You know, so I saw that. You know, I saw when you originally posted, and I'm like, I was just in awe. I'm like, wow. I'm like, and then it's not like this person was not connected to you in any way. You know, and
it's just a random thing. Then we had all the same friends on social media, so like that's how I found out about it, because people was writing me like, oh, this is not your group, and I was just like, that's so weird. I never seen that really happen to nobody else. There's like in my community of Washington or France. I just be kind of like, what was that about?
Well, you know what? It had to happen to you so that you could let people know what they needed to do to avoid that. So, you know, sometimes certain things happen and we're kind of backed into a corner to kind of show everybody else, how do you handle yourself? You know, so I was proud of how you did it. I was over here on the side. I'm like, yes, girl. I'm like, you better have your paperwork, have all of that. For real. I've seen the work that you've done and how you really helped. Like you fostered a lot of people in there. I mean, even, you know, some of the tips and things that you dropped, it has even helped me in my own business. You know, I mean, you know, Whitney, like, you know, I told you, she was the one that, you know, connected us. You know, she's just like, hey, you know, she's even been able to like kind of pass along the things to me, like, girl, nah, we're not doing this. You need to do this. And it was based off of her taking your classes and being able to, you know, really grow her business. So, girl, you got it. You got it. You know, with everything with the pandemic and just, you know, all the craziness that's been going on for the last year, how are you staying motivated?
I don't know. I guess just celebrating small wins and then like using the planner, or also I have like a one of those boards where you kind of write stuff out. So I just kind of, sometimes this year I'm trying to get better with celebrating my wins, even if they're small, because, you know, a lot of times we'll be thinking we're not doing enough, but if you kind of really start tracking what you're doing, you'll be like, okay, I really am doing good.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the only way I can really stay motivated.
I have my little, my book. I have it digitally too, but it's something about having that physical book. You also, you know, because I felt like I really wanted to highlight this. You have a social media planner for business owners.
Yep.
Talk to me about when you put that together.
Okay, so originally I had made it just for like people like in social media. It wasn't necessarily mainly for business owners. It was when I originally had the idea, which was back all the way in 2018. But what happened was that's when I was looking to create a YouTube channel. And I was like, I really want to use a planner or something, but I couldn't find a planner that was specifically for social media and write down ideas and writing down stuff like that. So I was like, you know, let me create this. So, you know, it took me a long to create. It took me a lot of research. This is back in the day before you could even pay for plugs and vendors and stuff. So I just had a lot of days. Yeah, so I just came up with the idea and then I gave it to the graphic designer and then it kind of just went from there. And then originally, I wish I could show you how my original book looked. It was so put together. It was so thrown together. But I read it probably like twice since then. So that's pretty much how it started. Just for me wanting to create something to help people with social media planners, period. I didn't know it was going to help business owners until 2018.
Yeah, because it was like, I mean, and I love the way that you marketed it, because it was kind of like for anybody that really needed that. So, you know, so naturally I thought, I'm like, okay, it's for everybody. But yeah, I mean, those planners and just, you know, just even your courses and the things that you offer, it is things that I feel like it could be used for influencers, but it could also be used for everybody that may need it, because we all have to have some type of structure within our business, right? For sure. If you could give a piece of advice to somebody that's either looking to, you know, do coaching or just, you know, branch into business, what is a piece of advice that you could offer them?
I would just say, before you do anything like coaching or anything like that, you definitely got to make sure your mental is together. Make sure you're in a good place, like physically, because I know like a lot of people, even myself, I've taken a course with a coach. And my living situation might have been a little shaky. So it's like, if your mental and your surroundings and your environment isn't like positive is definitely going to affect your results and stuff. So I'll definitely just make sure that your environment is cleansed.
That's
your
right.
Your mind is cleansed, because if your mental and your environment isn't together, then you're not going to be able to like really prosper or really take in information as you would if you did have a good environment.
Morgan, do you have anything, you know, like coming up this year that we can look forward to, or just, you know, how can my viewers support you?
I feel like you could support, if anybody is viewing this, you could support me by simply just sharing something from my Devonzo Signs page on your story.
Okay.
If you can't get a sign right now, even though we do have Sezzle now, so if it was too expensive, Michael, you Sezzle. But just share a simple post, because one of my goals, I do want to have a physical location maybe this time next year, but okay. So expensive. So it's going to take a lot of support. So if somebody could just, you know, share that post, you know, you might get that
up at the bottom of the screen so they can go and follow you on Instagram and everything. You know, just let them know. Give me a rundown how they can follow you and, you know, just direct them.
You just follow me on Devonzo Signs, Boss Bay Academy, and my personal is Morgan Devonzo, which I don't care about that page. I don't care about the business page. Boss Bay Academy, which y'all can't even see my shirt. I thought y'all be using it.
Look, I'm like, I got mine too. That's putting on. Definitely had to rep. So yes, and shout out to all of the Boss Bays. I mean, Morgan, you truly, what you're doing is good work, girl, for real. And I'm so thankful that you took time out of your busy schedule, because this woman is busy, y'all, to come on the show and just to talk to me about your journey. You know, like I said, a lot of times people see, you know, they see businesses and they see, you know, the entrepreneurs just doing their thing. And I really wanted to do this show to really just kind of highlight what did that journey look like? Because where we started is not where we are today, right?
Right.
So, you know, again, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this. Even though I was real nervous, I'm still nervous, but.
Why you know what? Everybody says that when they come on. I'm like, look, I'm like, y'all, it's going to be like a conversation.
I know, right?
Have nothing to be nervous about, girl. You are doing the thing.
Thank you.
So thank you everyone for tuning in. You all know, follow me, it's your girl Miss Michi on all social platforms at MZMETCHI, and make sure you're following the Blueprint Media Company on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at the BP Media Co. And please follow our sponsors, y'all. They are the ones that help us to make it happen. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you all next week. Bye.